95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I am your fairy godmother. Burping! Your wish has been granted. Look at the beautiful day outside.
Yeah, that's
all
true.
The,
that
know,
is true.
Clouds, it is
beautiful sunshine.
Yeah, yesterday
you loved
like,
it. Yeah.
You wanted to bring back this weather.
I did.
I made it happen.
I did.
I had to sacrifice some goats.
But listen, it'll come back.
Oh,
your,
sure.
Your clouds will come back.
Oh, I know.
Just not quite as often as you.
Crazy was that dust storm last night?
Yeah, that was nuts.
Yeah, I was like all the junk on the freeway blowing everywhere.
Yep.
That was neat.
That is not ideal.
Los Angeles.
Let's talk about the show today. I don't know if you saw this interview with Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Let's talk about Megan Fox.
Yes, let's do it. They might be crazy.
Yep.
It's very possible that they're crazy.
Well, he calls himself Machine Gun Kelly.
I mean, there's that, sure.
So...
There's that. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to introduce you to the greatest hockey announcer ever.
Nice.
As hockey begins to begin, begins to get started again.
Yeah, I like
which
that.
I'm very excited about.
Mm-hmm.
John Gruden was fired from being head coach of the Raiders because of emails that he sent before he was hired.
What the hell, man?
Yep.
You got to be careful with them emails.
Yep.
Yeah, the electronic mails. It goes through the series of tubes and it'll end up on someone's desk.
It actually does happen that way.
Yeah, oddly enough.
William Shatner's going into space.
Bill, that's tomorrow, right?
I believe so, yes.
I believe it's tomorrow, yeah.
And our high-low game is up to?
$1,300. I lied to you. $1,300. The last guess was 89, and that was high. Just like Stu, who was in for Marcy.
Hi.
Higher than a kite.
So that's coming up before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS. The best sport is starting up again. Hockey. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Very excited about hockey. You love air hockey. The tabletop air hockey thing.
Ice hockey.
You're so into it.
It's weird. You'll love this announcer, though, Sluggo, because this guy might be the craziest announcer ever.
Nice.
He doesn't work for the Florida Panthers anymore. His name is Randy Moeller, I believe. And he works into his goal calls. So it would be like in baseball, a home run call.
Right.
He would work in different slogans from different things. The first one is lyrics from Baby Got Back. Listen to this.
Okay, back to Bomeister. Over to the far side. Takes a feed from Bomeister. Fires. He scores! L.A. Fates with an Oakland booty.
Wow.
How great is that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Then the next one, he uses a line from Wedding Crashers.
Ballard steps into the middle. He and Bomeister will trade. Ballard, quick try, shoots, he scores! Ball! The meatloaf!
You quote that all the time. You must have been so happy the first time you heard that.
I was so happy.
That's awesome, man.
He'll talk about clowns occasionally.
Stillman right out in front. Should they score? Make me a bicycle clown.
There are just post after post on YouTube of this guy and how many different goals he called.
I wonder how much crap he got like when he was coming up through the ranks. Like general managers are like, can you just announce the game?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why do you do these kind of things? I mean, you and I had a lot of that when we were starting.
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
They just don't say the temperature and give the city name.
They want you to be nobody.
Yeah.
Is what they want.
Yeah.
But then this guy starts to, I don't know if he started it before he got there or not.
Yeah.
But so good. Remember Christian Bale when he freaked out at one of the lighting guys
was
yelling?
Oh, my God, right, yeah.
That's the next call.
Oh, no.
Bomeister skates in the middle, fires a shot through screen. Scores! Jake Bomeister! Oh, good for you!
Oh, my God, that's beautiful. Wow,
isn't
that
great?
Is awesome.
That's How great. About one of our songs?
Kretz fires a shot, rebound, they score! Some sugar on me.
Kevin, you will never play that song on this radio station. We're actually told that.
That is what we were told.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and Sluggo and I were both saying, you are crazy.
This is like the biggest hit of the year.
You have to play Pour Some Sugar on Me, and they said, it'll never happen.
Nope. We know what we're doing.
Worse than no, we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
They did say the words, it'll never happen.
Yes.
And at the end of the year, it was the biggest song we played. So, suck it.
Okay.
He'll refer to movies occasionally.
McKay back to Weiss, top of the faceoff circle, down the goal line to Stillman. Over to Bowman, he shoots, he scores! Run, Forrest, run!
Occasionally an older song.
Bomeister on the left point. Steps in, wrist drop right on, they shoot, they score! She blinded me with science!
Wouldn't you watch a game just to hear him?
Yes, that's brilliant.
Just to hear what he's going to pick out like this one?
Right out in front again, the Panthers swap at it, and they score! Richard Sednik, I believe, is going to get the goal. This game is tied up at 3. Waka waka.
Come on.
Waka, waka.
That guy is classic.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Anyway, hockey's back, and I'm very excited about it.
Pass was off the mark. Now there's a turnover. Here's Campbell, and he fans on it. Rebound by Oles. They shoot, they score! Who's your daddy, and what does he do?
Is he rich like me? Oh, that guy's awesome, man.
He's a great hockey announcer. Yeah, he was until 95. The testicle bath could be a future of male contraception.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a good idea to do that, I guess, every once in a while. Yeah, but this sounds like it's much nastier than what I'm picturing.
Ultrasound waves have the ability to temporarily halt the regeneration of sperm.
Oh, temporarily.
And provide an effective form of male contraception.
Oh, I kind of like that idea, because I don't like strapping stuff on, you know? They just don't make them big enough for one thing.
Sure, of course. Wing, throws out in front, they shoot, they score! You're my boy, Blue!
That's for Cat.
German design graduate Rebecca Weiss came up with this. She picked up the prestigious James Dyson Award, which, as you know, I was up for as well.
Yeah, that's right. I remember.
Yeah, I had hair extensions for pubes. No one wanted it.
Merkins.
It is a small mug-sized device called COSO.
Okay.
To use it, a man fills it up with water, turns it on, and lets it get up to its operating temperature.
Okay.
And then gently rests his cojones. In it.
Do they have the giant version?
Once they are safely dipped in the water, they're zapped with ultrasound waves. I just can't stop thinking about what could go wrong.
That's right. And dipping stuff. Like, the guy's going to call here pretty soon and say, I'll take one of those.
That's true.
Hey, I'll take one of those.
That is true. So they say it stops sperm production and provides contraception for roughly 2 weeks after the first...
2 weeks?
After the first dunking.
2 weeks.
I believe it gets to be longer and longer as you continue doing it. I didn't read further in the story.
I would imagine it does.
I'm already out.
That's
because...
That's probably true.
Yeah. But then it's also reversible.
So you're saying you wouldn't do it? Yeah, because it'll just last 2 weeks.
Right? I mean, if I needed to do it, of course I would do it. But I wouldn't want to do it. No.
Yeah.
It's not my idea of a fun Saturday afternoon.
I mean, what could they talked about? What could go wrong? Fun Saturday. I'll give it a shot once. Hold on.
Sednik throws a cross ice pass to Horton. He fakes, fires, scores. Nathan Horton skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
Somewhere George Michael is out there going, oh, that's a naughtier
song
than I
thought. It's so funny that you would say that, because there's a song by him on there as well.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, wait, let me look real quick. What was that? Skyrockets?
Yeah,
nope.
Yeah, Starland. No. Oh, dang.
Now, if you could skip past one.
Oh, sure.
The next one.
Do anything you want, man.
Yeah, skip past that one, and we'll get right to George Michael.
All right, perfect.
Here comes Sednik now. He's got a loose puck. Puts it back in the high slot. Weiss, he shoots, he scores! I'm never going to dance again!
So we're a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the testicle bath?
You know, I want it to be tested on someone who's willing to, it for a while.
I'll give it like 3 years. I don't want it to have bugs that get worked out.
Right, exactly. I don't want to be the one to go, ooh, I didn't think that was going to happen.
Right, you wait like a new iPhone.
Exactly. You wait
for the glitches to get fixed.
But then after that, I'm in. Hell yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. We have our high-low game coming up in just a few minutes. We'll tell you when to call. You can win $1,300 and tickets to see the Stones at SoFi.
That's so amazing. That's awesome.
We will tell you when to call in between now and 4 o'clock
and
on
sir,
KLOS.
You had something you wanted to say, sir?
This is Billy Idol, and you're with Kevin and Sluggo on KLOS. You really got no one to blame but yourself.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. We have money for you.
Yeah, I got a little paperwork right here that I'll put your name on. It says $1,300.
$1,300 for a high-low game. You have to be caller 13 at 818-955 KLOS.
And if you do that right out the gate, you definitely win Rolling Stones tickets. You can go see them at SoFi this coming Sunday.
So even if you lose, you win.
Yeah. No losing this
right
time. Yeah.
818-955 KLOS. Call now.
And the last guess was 89. That was high. So some number between 0 and 95 if you call her 13.
Good luck! It's our high-low game. KLOS, who's this?
Hello, this is Cheryl.
I have a question.
Your name is Cheryl?
Yeah.
Oh, you picked that out. Well, I couldn't hear that.
You're caller 13, Cheryl.
No. Yep. You're kidding.
You're not kidding.
Oh, my.
So you already got tickets to see the Stones, but you have a chance to win $1,300.
Oh, I've been trying for 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Hello. I'm glad you got it.
Yeah, welcome to it. All right, so the last number guessed was 89. We're looking for a number between 0 and 95, and 89 was high. So what number would you like to guess?
I'm high, so let's see.
right on.
75. 75. Is too low. But that really helps narrow it down.
It does. Low. A little bit, yeah.
Too low.
Hey, but you're going to see the Stones. SoFi Stadium, Sunday.
Oh, boy. That's the main reason I wanted to call.
Excellent. So,
do you mind terribly if I play one of my favorite Stone songs next?
I would love to. Get my address and everything.
Yes, we will.
We will, baby.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. This BuzzFeed article starts, if you're anything like me, you absolutely are fascinated by the hottest celebrity couple at the moment, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
I guess I'm not like them.
I'm not like them at all. I really don't care at all. Except for the story of how they met, which is a bizarre story that they told to GQ for a cover story.
I do like a bizarre getting together story.
The couple really met in 2020 on the set of Midnight in the Switchgrass, but Megan revealed that they had briefly met at a party in L.A. years before. And this is where it gets sort of strange. This weird thing happened, she said. We didn't see each other. She asked Machine Gun Kelly if he'd seen her face, and he confirmed that he hadn't.
Wow. How not sober were they?
It doesn't say that.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
I don't remember your face, and I definitely would have remembered his face, she said.
Not looking at his face then. Okay.
Didn't see it. Right. She's saying she literally didn't focus on it.
Okay.
That's her point.
Sure.
I just remember this tall, blonde, ghostly creature, and I looked up, and I was like, you smell like weed. And he looked down at me, and he was like, I am weed.
I am weed. That's a good answer. And I got to remember that one.
And then
I like that.
It even gets crazier. She says, then, I swear to God, he disappeared like a ninja in a smoke bomb. I am with Sluggo on the perhaps there's some alcohol involved in this.
Yeah, and well, clearly weed. So
sure.
Add that in hot mix and you got one of my usual nights.
Then Megan shared her theory on why they couldn't see each other's face that night. So in other words, like they were looking at each other's faces.
Right.
They just couldn't see them.
We got face blindness?
Yes. I think we weren't allowed to see each other yet. We weren't supposed
to. Oh, stop it. Right now. Oh, no.
I'm not done. She's not done. We weren't supposed to run into each other that night. So our souls, our spirit guides, were luring us away from each other. Because you literally had no face.
Oh, God.
It's hard to see his face in general in good light, but at night, I couldn't see his face at all. She turned to him and said, thank God, because what torture had I known you were there and I couldn't get to you? It was better that I didn't know.
I don't, man, it must be kind of nice to believe that sort of thing. I mean, maybe it just makes the world a lot more interesting and marching forward, but.
Maybe she's right. Have you ever thought of that? Have you ever opened yourself up to the truth?
Woo! Good one. That must have been hard for you to say.
It was very. It's just absurd.
Oh, my God.
They weren't supposed to run into each other, so their souls, their spirit guides.
They're just like really wasted, man. They're at a party. Ooh, I didn't notice your face, man. But oh, yeah, it's great. You're the best.
Literally blurred their faces so that they were looking at each other and couldn't see their face. So let's be honest. That's ridiculous. But I am fascinated by people who meet a long time before they start dating.
Yeah, that is always interesting. Yeah.
How long? Like sometimes people will say, yeah, junior high. You go, what?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I just didn't have the nerve in junior high to ask you would be the very
yeah, probably.
Common. Yeah, exactly.
And they're like 80.
Yeah. All right, I guess we'll get together before we drop dead. I need my ball bath. I guess I don't need it anymore.
No, you don't need it anymore
it's
at all.
Probably not.
So the question is, how long did you know somebody before you started dating?
Oh, okay.
That's the question.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you met them at a party like this. Maybe it was a couple weeks, couple months, couple years.
Please don't say that your spirit guide blurred their face.
Listen,
though.
Call with that. Your spirit guide stories.
Yeah, that's
absolutely.
All right.
I would like to hear those stories. So how long did you know somebody before you started dating them?
Yeah.
Because wouldn't you imagine if they knew each other that they would sort of either be interested or not interested.
No, you know.
And then does it change at some point?
Yeah, you know. I mean, yeah.
No, I don't know.
Things come and go. You're like, be interested in somebody. Certainly, the other way is true. You're like totally into someone for a long time, and then later on down the line, you're like, what the hell was I thinking?
True.
What in
that's
the
true.
World was I thinking?
My spirit guide failed me.
My spirit guide sucks.
818-955-KLOS. How long did you know someone before dating? 818-955-KLOS.
A Dirty Honey twofer on Two for Tuesday, 95.5-KLOS.
I think we weren't allowed to see each other yet. We were supposed to run into each other that night, but our souls, our spirit guides, were luring us away from each other.
Maybe, Kevin, maybe you and I just aren't important enough to have those kind of things.
We don't have spirit guides?
No, we're just like, you know, whatever.
That's Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
And we're asking the question, how long had you known somebody before you dated them?
So, yeah, I had a drinking buddy, and about 4 years into just hanging out at the bar, I got the stones to ask her to, you know, come to my house and have something to eat. And 5 minutes into it at the house, we were going at it. And the next thing I know, she told me she wants my in her mouth. And, well.
Were the cameras rolling, or did you forget to turn them on? Or
You know what? I wish, because it was like being in a porno. But then, you know, then we ended up being together for a couple of years till she turned into a psychopath.
A bicycle path.
I mean, honestly, a psychopath that was worth it for that night.
Yeah.
So how long had you known her? I missed that part.
About 3-4 years, just drinking buddies at the bar.
Gotcha.
Right. So do you think she'd been kicking it around for a long time? She really wanted to taste your manhood?
I've never really talked about that, but I mean, it's one of those things where you're standing next to somebody almost every day, and then all of a sudden it turns. That.
Yeah, that is always is the strange way, actually.
Yeah, I think so,
really.
Too.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, this is Cindy. I'm calling in to answer the question.
How long had you known someone before dating them?
Maybe a week.
Really? That's it?
That's the longest?
Yeah.
All right. There's no one like...
Cindy's easy.
Yeah. What's your phone number? I'm going to get your phone number off the air, Cindy. And
no, I'm just kidding.
No, I'll call you in a week. We'll wait a week.
That's the longest time you waited before dating.
And we have been married for 2 years, and we dated for about 7 before we got married.
Oh, nice.
Look at that.
That's cool.
A success story.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, well done. Well done, Cindy. I won't call you in a week. I'll leave you alone. I'm sure your husband will be happy about that as well. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
3 years.
3 years. And how did you know them? Were they a coworker or friends of a friend?
Actually, she's actually my wife now. I met her through a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I met her when she was 15. We started dating when she was 18, and we've been married for 35 years now.
Nice.
Wow.
Dang. Wow.
Wow.
So were you 15 when she was 15?
No.
You were 45.
Yes.
No, sir. I was 19.
Oh, 19. All right. Well, that's all right. So you waited until she was 18. That's nice. I think that's cool. I mean, you know, when you know someone from that era of your life.
That's great that it worked out that well.
Yeah.
And that also being the law.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's an awesome woman. I can't ask for anybody better.
That's right very nice.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you.
818-955-KLOS. The longest you knew someone before you started dating.
One hell of a lot of Led Zeppelin today. And our twofers. Just because it feels nice.
95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and the question is, how long did you know somebody before you started dating them?
25 years.
Woo! That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Now, when did you meet?
My wife and I grew up 5 houses apart down the same street. Met off and on throughout elementary school. Saw each other in high school. I was in sports. She was in theater, so we didn't mix.
Right.
Saw each other during parties off and on, and then all of a sudden we ran into each other at a bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend said something rude to her. I went down and apologized, asked her out, and now we've been married for 27 years.
Wow, dude, that's awesome.
Wow,
that's crazy.
That story has everything.
So the bowling alley brought you together. There must have been a spirit animal that bowled,
probably.
You most likely.
Yeah, she's standing right here laughing because she's like, you're on the radio.
That is awesome, man. Well, congratulations. That's good to hear.
Thank you. Kevin, I haven't talked to you in about 20 years.
All right.
Oh, you guys used to go out.
Yeah. I dated him for about 8-9 years. He's a hell of a lover.
You interviewed my son, Kevin. He was the one that first date. was a Dexter date.
Yes.
Yes,
I do remember that. Yes. That's funny. You don't hear a lot of first Dexter dates.
No, that doesn't generally, yeah. Uh-uh. It can end up pretty messy.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. First, those are always the best dates anyway. Hi, KLOS!
I was just calling because I had an interesting story. My husband and I met when I was 14 and he was 18 in high school. And then we didn't date until I was almost ready to graduate because of a mutual friend told us that we weren't good enough for each other.
Wow. What was that?
That's a hell of a friend.
Yeah. What? So you just showed him up.
So essentially what happened is she had a crush on him.
Yeah. Ah.
I had gone to him and asked. I had gone to her and asked, you know, if he flirted with all the girls or if he'd like me. And she said, no, he's like that with everyone. And then he went to her about a week later and asked if I was too good for him. And she said, oh, yeah, she's way out of your league. We just went on being friends for 4 years.
Wow.
And right before I graduated high school, we reconnected, and we've been together 20 years now.
Nice.
Fantastic.
That's awesome. It's crazy how that 4 years makes such a difference then and not anything later. It's like it's...
No, that's true.
Doesn't even exist. Well, congratulations. Well done. Is that your and his child here in the background?
Yes, that's our three-year-old little boy.
Yay!
He's very rambunctious and very happy.
Nice. What's his name?
Zachary.
Hi, Zachary!
Ask Mom for some sugar.
Thanks, guys.
Right on. Take care. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
818-955-KLOS. The longest you knew someone before you started dating them.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
William Shatner's Blue Origin space trip was delayed by weather.
Yeah, wind.
He was supposed to be the oldest person in space at 90 years old.
That is amazing.
And there was too much wind in Texas, which Van Horn, Texas is where they were supposed to take off.
Right.
And now they have to wait until tomorrow morning.
Right.
At 8:30.
So that's got to be like, I mean, you're all his life probably looking forward to actually getting off the planet and then delayed.
I mean, that would be a little disappointing.
Frustrating,
sure.
As hell.
But I think I would be frightened as well.
So wow. Like, all right. Bill ain't never frightened of nothing.
All right.
Mr. Shatner ain't frightened.
Let's ask him. Let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline and good afternoon to William Shatner.
Kevin.
Yes.
Yes.
You didn't have to mention the fact that I was the oldest man to go in space.
I mean, that's kind of in every headline.
I know. And I hate it.
Okay, sorry.
So much.
Sorry, Bill.
But you are...
It's important to talk about the fact that a beloved character from television is finally getting into space. People can't believe that T.J. Hooker is going to be traveling into the cosmos.
That's true.
On a day-to-day basis, how many people bring up T.J. Hooker to you?
Oh, constantly. Next to Denny Crane, it's my most famous role.
What about when you were on the Twilight Zone a couple times?
There's a man out on the wing.
Yeah, what if you saw someone out there while you're up there, Bill? You're going tomorrow, right?
I would poop myself.
Which brings me to my next question. On Elon Musk's rocket, the toilet wasn't working properly.
Oh, no.
Have you checked on this one to make sure?
I'm bringing a Ziploc bag just in case.
How big is that?
I want to make sure that my poop is taken care of. Not to mention, I can eBay it for a huge amount of money. I
was going to say, you can sell that stuff.
That's so gross. You're kind of a large fella.
I'm sorry?
You're a big human being. Bigger than life.
I'm in better shape now than I was with Captain Kirk.
Is that right?
That shape being round, but still, it's a shape. And I plan to lose some weight before we take off.
But that's tomorrow morning.
Oh, crap. Well,
so maybe that way. That might work.
Have you checked? Do you know what the G-forces would be on that rather large body?
I believe infinity. Infinity forces on my body.
Okay.
Yes. But I'm not worried because, as you know, I have some experience with space travel.
I mean, you do.
And so
yeah.
I'm planning on putting on my Captain Kirk tunic.
Yes.
And seeing if it still fits.
Okay.
And I'm guessing it doesn't. But we'll find out. I can't wait to get into space. It's going to be amazing. I just wish I could get to Uranus.
Oh, Bill.
We'd like to keep you away from that, if you don't mind. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. John Gruden resigns as Las Vegas Raiders head coach. This was a bit of a surprise to those of us that didn't know the behind-the-scenes story.
Yep.
There was an article in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, and what was happening was the NFL was looking into Washington, what used to formerly be the Redskins.
Right.
They were looking into their culture of abuse.
Right.
And there were a bunch of emails in there, like a half a million that they went through, and a lot of those emails were to John Gruden, and some of them were, I forget exactly how they...
worded it.
Described it. But some of them were cheerleaders that were topless that were forced to take those pictures.
Okay.
And they were sent to John Gruden.
Right.
Also, they had some John Gruden emails where he was using defamatory language.
Right.
Toward every group.
Right. All encompassing.
Everyone, basically.
All right.
So
why do you type that and send it at this point in time?
Look, here's...
I mean, come on.
There's two parts to this.
Yeah.
One, who still thinks like that?
Mm.
You're archaic.
Yeah.
Two, how dumb are you to type it?
Yes, and hit send.
Because email can be
found. It doesn't disappear.
No, it's a thing that can be seen by courts.
I mean, you just got to, I guess, just at this point in time, at this stage of the game, not care. Think that you're way impervious to anything coming back to you.
Must be.
I mean, I do. When I'll send something to someone or whatever, and you know, a work thing, and I talk really weird, especially off the air.
Right.
Much weirder than on the air. And I'll look at it sometimes, and I'm like, I guess I better not send that, just in case someone takes it wrong.
Had the joy of reading some of my emails out loud to a lawyer.
Oh man, really?
In a deposition.
Well, that's fun.
And the emails aren't nearly as
nasty.
Funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As you thought they were when you're sitting in front of a lawyer and you're reading them.
And he's reading them without any sense of sarcasm or laughter, just straight.
The one I remember very specifically was we started a Kill Whitey chant. Kill Whitey, Kill Whitey, Kill Whitey. It was stupid. We were talking about, it was just all stupidity.
Right.
But there's no context.
Right.
When a lawyer has that.
Right.
So it's
just stating those.
So maybe
comes across a little odd.
Maybe don't do that quite so. I think it's almost fair to assume that every part of correspondence, doesn't matter if it's, you know, a text or a WhatsApp or certainly social media, will come back and bite you in the ass.
Yeah.
That's just a thing.
Of course.
People will be able to see it.
Right.
So,
I mean, it's just because it's going to grandma and you guys are laughing about that thing you used to laugh about all the time that's really, really inappropriate doesn't mean that someone else is going
to
see it.
Did you and your grandma used to laugh?
We'd laugh about what have you.
Sure.
But, you know, I wouldn't put it in an email form, even though going to her, it should be, you know, it should be just between the two of us.
Look, I know that mostly it's social media now. People get caught.
Yes.
10 years ago, they tweeted blah, blah, blah,
I mean, it's a work email. I mean, if it's going to go to someone
work email.
Someone's going to get pissed off at some point or another and pull that email.
So you got fired because of an email you sent.
Or maybe,
you know somebody who got fired because of an email they sent.
Right.
It just seems like email 101.
Right. So did you get off the hook on your little email extravaganza?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
Yes. But
because they realized you're a wonderful person.
Right.
A heart of gold.
They saw that I had a heart of gold when I was chanting that. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Your emails got you fired. Do you have a story about that?
I got a story about my colleague that was fired.
All right. What happened?
He was printing out a bunch of... I guess you could say colored jokes from the printer.
Right.
And then the printer ran out of paper, so he thought he had got all the jokes that he printed, and our HR manager went and refilled the paper on the printer, and then the rest of it printed out. It was very easy for them to go back and see who printed it.
Yeah.
What was he thinking printing it? Why not just, not say it, but why not just speak it? Why actually?
Because you could get in trouble for speaking it. Why?
I guess, but you put it in print.
But to his surprise, out of all people, our HR manager was the one that build up the paper. So needless to say, he's no longer with the company. And,
and that's probably good.
Exactly. Yeah. Right on. Thank you for calling.
You or someone you know were fired because of an email. 818-955-KLOA.
I've been really digging all the Led Zeppelin today. Two for Tuesday. Bunch of Led Zeppelin.
All Led Zeppelin.
Mostly. Yeah, mostly. Here and there. Yeah, occasionally.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about you got fired because of an email.
So I had a story about the email thing you guys were asking about.
Yeah, you got fired because of an email?
Actually, one of my coworkers, you know, someone I knew, not personally me.
Right.
This guy, he sent an email to one of our competitors. He was basically telling them, well, we get this part from this price, and we can't purchase it from you because your price is lower. I'm sorry, it's higher. So see how much, what low prices they are giving to me. And then, by accident, he didn't delete the name of that company.
Oops.
So now, who we wanted to sell the product to is going to our
competitor,
and he's basically getting it.
Right.
That's not ideal.
That's, wow, that's that is a, that is, that would be a bummer. I'd be like, when I see it on there, I'd be like, damn it!
I need a new job.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
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 Are you doing the tickets yet?
Not yet.
Very soon.
Oh, I'm waiting. Okay.
All right, good luck.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Sluggo. Yeah, just want to tell you I got let go for sending an email to one of my coworkers.
What was it?
I told her that, I mean, I liked her and she didn't like me, but I told her that her breasts looked like a baby pacifier. And she went and showed it to her manager. And,
wait, she showed her breasts to her manager?
Listen. Listen. All due respect. Man. All due respect, you're an idiot.
I know. Oh, but they look good. I'll tell you that, man.
That's not the point. Okay.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
They look good. Great.
I think I'll delete this email I'd written to you, Kevin. I guess I won't.
You probably should. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. We have our high-low game coming up later on this hour.
And it's worth $1,400 right now. Plus, you for sure win Stones tickets if you're caller 13, no matter what. But what do you say? Let's play a quick round of this game. What do
all you right. Think? You got a number?
Yeah, I got a number between 0 and 95.
What 50.
50 higher.
75.
Lower.
60.
Higher.
65.
Higher.
67.
Higher.
68. 69.
69.
Of course it's 69. Of course.
I just thought you would guess that right away. That's why I didn't say 13. But
oh, I'm so dumb.
Chance to win very soon on KLOS. It's childish.
I'm just 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo. In the afternoon, we have our KLOS high-low game.
Yeah, let's play it. It's 75 the last guess, which was too low.
So we're looking for a number between 0 and 94?
95.
I don't know why I lost one there.
You know, the little station is at 95 and a half or whatever.
But 75 was too low.
Yeah, and that's $1,400 now if you can hit that particular number. But no matter what, if you call her 13 here to 94.4 KLOS, you get yourself some Rolling Stones tickets. See him at SoFi Stadium this Sunday.
818-955-KLOS. Call. This is our high-low game, KLOS. Who's this?
Hey, how you doing? This is Jesus.
Jesus, you're color 13.
13? Is that good?
That is good. Yes.
Oh, that's really good. That means you're going to go see the Rolling Stones at SoFi Stadium this Sunday for sure.
Awesome.
And you have a chance to win $1,400 with our high-low game. It's a number between 0 and 95, and the last guess was 75, and that was too low.
So what do you think that number would be?
I'm going to go with 89.
89.
Are you high? Are you high?
You are high as a kite.
It's a good year.
Is too high.
It's a great year, but yeah, sorry, too high, man. Yeah. But no matter what, you're going to the Stones.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's time for What We Learned.
Oh, what did we learn today?
William Shatner's bringing a plastic bag to space to keep and sell his poop, as you just heard.
You can make a fair amount of cash with that, I would think.
That is an enterprising young man.
Come on.
Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have spirit animals that kept them apart for a while. We found that out.
Didn't even let them see each other's faces at a party.
They were at the same party, but their faces were blurry.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Wow. Drinking. And the greatest hockey announcer ever.
Gives it to Stillman. Into the high slot to Horton. Turns around. Back to Stillman. Fire scores! Oh, we're going to
I need a bigger boat.
He works in all kinds of popular phrases and songs.
To the left side of Frolik. Top the face-off circle. Fires a try. Shoots. He scores! Get off my lawn!
I love him, man.
I do, too. He's the best.
I love him.
Scratchton steps in. Fires a shot. He scores! Carlos Scratchton's! And I draw ding-dongs on people!
All right, I'm going to go home and do that right now and pet the kitty.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace out.
Unleaded, the MTV special reunion concert with Robert Plant and Jimmy Page aired on this day in rock in 1994. I was actually, I actually remember this one because I was pretty excited about it. It was on this day in rock in 1996 that the Rolling Stones finally released their 1968 All-Star BBC television special, The Rolling Stones Rock and Roll Circus. It had been 27 years since they had done the video, but they didn't release it ahead of time before then because they thought it sucked. Their last album was 1977's Rumors, but on this day in rock in 1979, Fleetwood Mac released Tusk, the double album.